All right. So I'm thinking back about to one of the greatest movies of all time,
The Godfather.
and there's this one powerful scene where there's so many things going on, so many lessons being demonstrated, and it's the scene where Don Vito Corleone, Sonny, and I always forget that lousy son's name, but it's basically a father and his two sons, two of many sons, are conducting a business meeting with a new guy in town that's going to be making moves, and he just wanted to pay his respect, introduce himself, as well as ask if they wanted to get into business with him, because they run the town. So if I want to penetrate the market with my new idea, I want to work with the people that already have distribution laid out. And so the scene goes on, and there's this one comment that Don Vito Corleone brings up. What does he say? He says, he respectfully declines. He's not interested. And he says this unique expression, which is, "I wish you all the best in your business endeavors, especially since they don't conflict with mine. I don't care how a person makes money. Do what you will. As long as it doesn't conflict with mine, we will not be enemies. There won't be any ill will or bad blood between us." And I love that. One, he said it in a much more eloquent way. I'm not gonna figure out exactly what he said and speak it to you here now. I just want you to capture the essence of that. One, it's elegant. We should all aim to be more elegant in how we express ourselves publicly. Two, which is the topic of this episode, how a person makes money is probably the least interesting thing about them. And as someone, I'm gonna speak for myself. If you like this, you can adopt it. If not, it is what it is. But fundamentally, I will never ask someone, what do they do? One, because most people will tell you, so I don't have to ask. Two, I don't care. I don't ask questions about things I don't care about, because you're going to give me an explanation and a long spiel about something that I'm going to glaze over anyway. So why don't I just skip all that and only have good, positive experiences with you and talk about things that I do care about. Things that I do care about you as a human being, but not things that you do. And then three, even if you don't tell me, I can kind of tell what kind of work you do. The way you dress will tell me what kind of work that you do. The words you choose will tell me what kind of work you do. The way you spend your money is more important to me than how you make it. And so the way you spend your money will tell me what to do, what kind of car you drive, what kind of shoes you wear, what kind of watch you wear. As an industry standard, every industry has a certain look. Marketers look different from lawyers. Lawyers look different from dentists. Dentists look different from Playboys, and so on and so on. And again, I've had thousands of touch points. I've seen men from all around the world doing all types of work, fascinating fields that you don't know about, and all the things that you have done. And then on top of that, in my own career, I've had something like 30 different jobs or so. And in all those experiences, I learned, I paid attention, and I figured out, all right, this is what these people do, this is how they talk. So I know what I'm talking about with someone who's from Silicon Valley, and I know how I know what people who are in the tech field but not from Silicon Valley, how they communicate. That's how deep this can get. So I already know before you tell me. And you can learn these things too. It's pretty easy, but I mostly learned it from these touch points as well as being a marketer, which gave me even more touch points. So I bring this up to say, I don't care how you make money, because that's boring. The actual work, the actual job, who you report to, that's boring. If anything, I'll pay attention to the stories you can tell me about, like a fascinating story about your work. Be like, hey, I once had to sell someone on something, and I had to And I was late, an hour late, but I still had to make the deal, and somehow I managed, even with my lateness, to close the deal. That's a terrible example. However, someone has that story. Kudos to you. I don't know how you pulled that off. I would never do business with someone who was an hour late to our meeting. I don't even know how you would find me after an hour. After 5 minutes, I'm gone. Anyway. What else is there? So yeah, I just don't care. I just don't care. That's me personally. I realized on Vito Corleone, he doesn't care either. In fact, the less I know, the better. And so, the less I know, the better. And you should adopt, I think you should adopt that mindset, knowing that people can be involved in things that if you ask them, they will tell you about. But once they tell you, you are now involved. You are now associated. You are now the person that they're going to call into a deposition in front of a grand jury to testify in court. Yeah, the odds of this happening are very minimal. But if it ever happens to me one time, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. It's going to cost me time, money, and energy, and a peace of mind that I don't want to sacrifice. So I purposely don't put myself in any situation, and I purposely don't entertain conversations that could lead me to being in those situations. I'm not paranoid, I'm just prepared. There's a difference. Perhaps I'll do an episode on that. And so, I encourage you to stop thinking about who you are, your identity, as your salary, your income, your job. There is nothing that you do day to day, whether it's minutia or grunge, that sums up who you are. There is no dentist that is all he is. However, if you adopt this mindset, if you go around suggesting otherwise, that you are your job, and you do that enough, and every time you meet someone, hey, I'm Mark, and this is my job. If you do that constantly, hey, I'm Mark, and this is my job. Hey, I'm Mark, I'm a dentist. Hey, I'm Mark, I'm a dentist. Hey, I'm Mark, I'm a dentist. If you do that enough times, you will start to believe yourself to be only a dentist. You're just a dentist. And as a man, that is absolutely false. You are not just anything. Even in your dentistry, that is no small feat that you knew what you wanted to do. Even if you didn't like, even if you don't like, you knew what you wanted to do. And you went to several years, almost a decade, if not more, of training. That's education plus extracurricular development that you chose, conferences. You devoted your entire life to this one thing. So to say I'm just a dentist, say I'm only a dentist, I take fault. Or I take offense to that because it just pisses me the fuck off because there's so much more to you. Even to get that one title, you had to do so much and you're going to reduce it to a simple sentence? That's the main sentiment, and I want you to understand, I want you to think differently about it. Here's where I'm going to take it to another level, which is, if you insist on talking about the work you do, talk about it in fascinating ways. So if I were a dentist, I would say something like, hey, I'm Mark, and I make people smile brighter with confidence. Because that's essentially what you do. Your work is so much bigger than just taking out cavities and I don't know, what are the other, I don't know what you guys do. My teeth aren't terrible. So at the end of the day, whatever work that you do makes people more confident to smile. So why don't you talk about that? Whatever you do makes people, they have nicer breaths. It's like, you could say I put an end to all the terrible breath issues. What do you call it? The terrible... I'm the reason why everyone you talk to in Dallas has nice smelling breath. You can say something like that. But again, have fun with it. Be yourself with it. Figure out what the personality is that matches the response that you should have. And instead of looking at yourself as your job, you look at the great will that you are emanating. The great will that you are putting out into the atmosphere, putting out into the world. That is a much more beautiful conversation than, oh, I just pull out teeth all day. I'm a dentist. I wish that for you. So think about it. It works. It works for me. I'll never ask you. You may tell me, and then I'll know everything. But just listening to you for a couple of minutes, I could easily figure out what field you're in, what level you're in. And if you start to pay attention to the patterns, you'll be able to do the same. All right. Wishing you well. Peace.